This is KTO's Juno Afternoon, and it is 15 after the hour. Our next guests are here to preview tomorrow night's Mudroom storytelling event. We have Rich Moniak and Boston Christopher, who's the Director of Development here at KTOO. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the show. So I am so grateful that I've had the experience of doing mudrooms. And so we're going to talk about what the next mudrooms is going to look like. And I've got a couple of questions. So the theme is Animal House.
That's correct.
How do you guys choose the themes?
You know, the board, in the beginning, the board would get together at the end of the season and we would go through just 40, 50, 100 different ideas. And I think we're taking a lot of suggestions from people, too.
That's great.
Yeah, but we don't announce them. We'll go through them in April and announce them in May the following year.
So the caption under is Stories of Furry Companions and Wild Times. What does that mean?
I don't know. You know, and this is the first year we're doing the captions underneath.
Yeah, I like
you
it.
You know, and,
yeah.
and it kind of narrows it down a little bit. But to me, it still can mean anything you want it to mean.
Yeah.
You know, there's room for interpretation.
Yeah, that's great. Well, I have to tell you, so that when I think of Animal House, I always think of the movie.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah right? Yeah. So then the caption that you have, I'm like, that's different from what I initially thought.
Well, John Belushi was pretty hairy. So, you know, hairy, furry creatures in Wild Times. I guess the movie could fit under there, too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, honestly, I was like, oh, Animal House. So I work for the Alaska Network on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. We do a lot of education. And that's like that's one of the movies that we use when we're talking about rape culture and introducing like people's changing public opinion and the narrative of what people think of like college and debauchery and yeah, it's like one of the iconic scenes of like a Peeping Tom. So then I was like, oh, Animal House, like that could be a very hairy topic.
It could be a future, you know, training session for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be. Yeah. So then are the what people want to talk about, is that screened in any way?
We don't really screen them. I mean, people come in with their stories. We do a rehearsal. They'll talk to the two people who run the rehearsals. You know, it used to be Tom Cosgrove started that. But we don't have a great deal of success recruiting storytellers, you know. So we'll work with people, but we don't really screen them out and tell people they can't tell them. We've never had any. We've had a few on the stage that weren't so great, but most stories.
And I think I got a call. I signed up for Mudrooms a couple months ago, and because I love the title, and I have a lot of things about that in my past. And the I did get a call from someone who basically is sort of checking in with you, and just sort of wants to know kind of what it might be about, where you're at with it, what you're thinking, and they can give you a little bit of time there. And then there is a rehearsal if you choose to do that, and you can go and get a little bit more feedback on it. But I think that the idea is to get people up talking in front of an audience, which, you know, I think the statistic still exists, which is public speaking is a bigger fear than death for many people. Like,
yeah.
People just do not want to talk in public. So the challenge of getting up in front of this entire room full of people and telling a story is really the benefit of it. I think it's a community building event, and it's a lot of fun. And, you know, someone told me, oh, well, you're an actor. It's going to be easy for you. And I said, yeah, but when I'm an actor, it's not me telling the story. It's me being a vessel to tell a story. Whereas here, it's personal stories. It's things you know about. I guess people could also tell just a story, but I think from what I've witnessed, a lot of times it's about something from your own life that sort of fits into this theme or topic or whatnot.
Yeah, the idea is it should be a personal story.
Yeah,
that's what I was going to ask. What are the
requirements? People, you know, I know people who have – David Noon, for instance, is on the board now, and he's been teaching at UAS for years. And the first time he told a story, he came in and he was a nervous wreck. You know, and I think part of what happens to people is exactly what you're saying, is it's different when you're in front of a classroom as opposed to getting up in front of 200 or 300 people and telling a personal story.
So if you're listening and you want to tell your story, no, it's even more terrifying than you could imagine.
but what happens, though, when you get up there is because it's your story, it's like nobody else is an expert on your story.
Yeah.
And it just comes out and it you know, people do. You generally have handled them pretty well.
It's
people who are
so
nervous
fun.
Do really well.
If you're interested, if you are interested in telling your story, then I'll tell you that it's an incredible experience.
It's transcendent in a lot of ways.
Is.
I mean, especially
it
if
is.
You've never done it, if you've never gotten in front of a group of people and talked. it is an amazing experience. And that, as terrifying as it sounds, once you get through it, you sort of have this breath of fresh air, and you did it, and it's a great sort of accomplishment to be able to do something like that. It's
and
pretty amazing.
I would guess that, you know, if you – there's the stages of like pre-contemplation, you know, and if you – you know, if you're not ready to totally commit, I would guess that you could still send an email or contact the board and say, you know, I would like to prepare or know more about the process. And there's a whole bunch – I mean, your board is made up of people that are brilliant public speakers that could help and coach people and, you know, think of different, you know, topics that they could talk about. You know, so there's a lot of support for people.
There's a lot of support. And I think the one reward that people come away with most of the time is – now you've got a story that people that you see in the community all the time recognize, you know, and you're not just a face. And people get approached from people who are in the audience or who heard it broadcast on K2, and we'll start up a conversation around it. And that's rewarding too.
Yeah, it's really, really great. I think you're right. It is about building community. And I love that you guys are taking suggestions for topics. And, you know, then I think that we can really get a glimpse of what our community looks like from another person's perspective, which I think is really important. So can you give us the 777?
7-minute stories, 7 storytellers, starts at 7 p.m. and $7.
So perfect. There's another sevens. Yeah, there's another 7.
There's like 4 of them, yeah. And tomorrow night, the beneficiary for Mudrooms, because they benefit somebody every time, is KTOO.
Woohoo!
And by happenstance, which when I signed up, I didn't even know this was happening, that we were doing the Mudrooms in January. But we have 3 people. We have our former marketing and membership manager, Tana Peters, is going to be telling a story, I believe. Monica, who's our admin up front.
Kunat, yes.
Yeah, she's going to be telling a story, and I'm going to be telling a story. So it should be a fun time.
Yeah,
I'm super excited.
The other 4 storytellers, we've got our Kate Dunn, Kristen Cox, Sue Schrader, and Sarah Moore.
Oh,
Sue
wow.
Sue Schrader.
Yeah,
yay,
and
Sue
Kristen
Schrader.
Cox.
Yeah, that's
right.
Great.
This is really, really incredible lineup. Well, and I have to say, Boston, so that you're the director of the development here, but you have such a radio voice.
That's me.
They've got you in the back room, but your voice.
I'm on the air a lot, actually, because I do a lot of the voicing for the PSAs and the underwriting.
There we go.
So that's where my creative outlet is at the same time that I'm selling corporate sponsorships and helping nonprofits
but
get their
so
word out.
But you're so good at it.
Thank you, Christina.
Yes. So it's a really great benefit, you guys. If you've never come out, come on out Tuesday, 7 p.m. It's a really incredible experience. And if you are interested in sharing your story, please contact
anybody on the board.
Anybody on the board.
Yeah, there's mudrooms.org has a place to sign up. It's got our email address, but I think it's mudrooms.juno@gmail.com.
And you still have like 3 more months, right?
We're going to end in April this year. We're going to we've been going through May in the past, and you know, May is nice weather.
Yeah.
And we don't get a big crowd, you know, unless it rains, which nobody really wants to be raining.
Right, mudrooms. It's a
and
winter
so we're,
sport.
We're jumping from our March show on the 2nd, and we usually try to avoid the folk festival in mm-hmm. April, so we're going to do after the folk festival.
That's great.
So we'll have a longer gap between our last 2 shows.
Sign up, tell a story.
But no May show this year.
Sign up, tell a story. One more bit of information. Monday, January 28th at 7 p.m., KTO will rebroadcast the show Animal House.
It's the 28th?
The 20th.
Oh, the 20th, yeah.
Yes.
That's what I thought, yeah. Okay. So well, I got to produce it.
And also, good for you. Write that down.
3 days to turn it around.
And I know everybody knows, but I don't know if we actually said where. It's at Northern Light United Church.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, really? We don't mention that. It's not a 7, so.
Yeah, it's on 10th Street. That just messes up the whole thing.
Darn it. Yes. Close. Walking distance from 7th.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much for coming in, guys. And
thank you.
We'll see you guys on Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you.